Retiring the right way takes some financial planning and discipline. Even if you crunch the numbers right and land solid on your feet, sometimes you might not be mentally ready to retire. But some new statistics may cast doubt on a common stereotype about the baby boom generation, namely that many of them intend to work until they drop. Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning, and she joins us now to talk about that new research. Hi there, Tammy.
Hey, Jared. How are you?
Good, thanks. So this is a study by MetLife Mature Market Institute that you wrote about, and I guess what they're doing is tracking the first crop of baby boomers who are transitioning into retirement here. What did you see when you looked in the numbers that interested you?
Well, what got me started to look for information on this was recently, for some reason, at seminars, I've been meeting a lot of CSRS employees who have 40 years, 45 years, some with more than 50 years of federal service. And I kept wondering, what's keeping them in the government? Because, you know, clearly they have enough service, they can afford to retire, so it must be the mental side of it that's keeping a lot of people in the workforce. So I thought this study was interesting because it did show that for some people, that love of what they do is that's where they get their satisfaction. So there is, I think, almost an equal amount of emphasis on the mental preparation for retirement as there is on the financial.
That's interesting. Life has gotten progressively not so great with pay freezes, et cetera, and furlough days, et cetera. Are we just lucky that this generation seems to be not quite ready to retire as early as some others might have been?
Well, maybe some of it's luck. And, of course, there's always the other side of the coin where some people have to retire, whether it's for health reasons or because caregiving reasons. So the study pointed out that there are, you know, a whole variety of reasons why people choose to retire, why they do and when they do. And some of it is because it's their choice, you know, they're just ready to go. And that was really the most common reason that people cited for their reason for retiring. But the other reasons were, you know, a lot of other things too, some positive and some maybe not so good. So it all depends on how the dice fall. I think in some cases, you know, we always have to be ready for the unexpected in life and be ready to take that curveball.
Such as, did you see anything that surprised you in terms of reasons people gave for staying when they were eligible to leave?
The main reason why people stayed was because they enjoyed their work. And I think there's something to be said for that if somebody retires before they feel ready or if they feel some pressure to retire, I don't think the whole experience starts out as pleasant. So I do think that it's important. In fact, I cited an example in the article about my friend who stayed in the government 38 years, which was a year longer than she had to as far as being eligible to retire. But she really wasn't ready that first year. So she worked that extra year, and she felt more prepared, more mentally ready to make that big transition, because it's a big change in people's lives when they move from that 40 or 50-hour week with the two-hour commute to having all that extra time on their hands. And even such a thing as having your coffee without a lid on it, that you don't have to drink it in the car, can be just a real pleasant experience once you do finally retire.
Mm. Those CSRS employees that you talked to at those seminars and your friend who worked 38 years, people who work beyond the point where they're eligible for retirement, are there any special considerations that they need to be thinking about as they plan for a later than necessary retirement, I guess I'll say?
Well, for some people who I run into, they do think that they can't afford it. They cannot afford it. And I think if they take a closer look at the numbers to realize that their retirement benefits in many cases will replace most, if not in some cases, all of their net income, because once an employee retires, they no longer have to pay the Social Security taxes. They no longer have to contribute to the Thrift Savings Plan. They no longer pay into their retirement plan. And so all of those deductions from their paycheck, along with the fact their income is less, so they pay less income tax, makes retirement something where you don't necessarily have to retire on your full salary. In fact, I've met many people who retire on 60% or 65% of their salary and do just fine, but you do have to do the financial planning and crunch the numbers.
All right. Tammy Flanagan, Senior Benefits Director for the National Institute of Transition Planning. Thanks, as always. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jared. You too.